What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
On January 1st, I started this manifesting challenge with thousands of people all throughout the world. And I'm leading them through a 21-day manifesting challenge. And I want to let you know that you can still sneak in if you're listening to this before January 5th. Get your butt over to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. You can get in now. I'm going to show you how to turn your wildest dreams into your day-to-day life. You'll discover how to act in alignment with the energy of the universe, allowing good things to flow to you easily and naturally. I'm going to give you the key to making 2022 your biggest year yet. And when you register now, you can catch up. There's only 2 days now ahead of you. And you will absolutely thank me later. Don't miss this. Go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. You can sign up for the next few days. Do not miss this. Get in now. Just go run there now. Get in. I am so excited to share this with you. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back. Wow. It's the new year. Happy 2022. I can't even believe I'm saying that out loud. I am blown away by how fast this past year went. I'm pretty blown away by how much has happened, even though so little has happened. It's just been such a strange time that we're living in. And I'm really excited for a new year. I think that all that we've been through year after year, we can really claim when the new year comes, I welcome something new. Which brings me to what I want to open this show with today. On February 22nd, I launched my 9th book called Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Healing and Inner Peace. This is the most important book I've ever written. This was the most difficult book I've ever written. This book took my lifeblood to write. I wrote it in 2020, actually, in lockdown, in quarantine. And I had to go to some dark places, some scary places, some life-changing places to come out the other side. People who are very close to me read the first pass of the book and were like, we didn't know this was going on. And I had to look at them and say, well, this is the truth. My readers are going to read this book. And if you've been with me for my books before, you're just going to be like, whoa, Gabby, I didn't even know things got that bad. But by the end of it, you're going to say, now I understand why things are so good. So Happy Days is a journey. It's a guided path from trauma to profound healing and inner peace. And when I say trauma, I mean the trauma that we all experience, trauma with a big T, trauma with a small T. We've all got it. You couldn't have lived through 2020 without experiencing some form of traumatic experience. We are in a place now where we can claim the grace of freedom. And this book is going to show you exactly how to do it. So I'm going to read a passage from the book today and let that be our guide for the rest of the show. That'll be our theme for the show. The other thing I want to make sure I call out loud and proud is that you can go to deargabby.com/happydays. And when you go to that URL, you can pre-order it before February 7th because you get a free VIP ticket to a full day live online event experience with me. You're going to see the big screens up. I'm going to be able to pull people up and see them in real, you know, life-size ways, maybe even bigger, and take you on an entire day-long live event experience where I riff and teach and offer up all the methods from the book in real time. And it happens the week that the book launches. So you're going to want to secure that free ticket. You get that ticket for free when you pre-order the book. Make sure you do it before February 7th to get your VIP ticket. General tickets will be free after the 7th, but get your VIP ticket. It gives you a lot of extras. So go claim that VIP ticket to the Happy Days live online event experience. Go to deargabby.com/happydays. And it's just going to be, I haven't really been live. I haven't been live in front of a big audience in a long time, but even though this is live online, there'll be thousands of you throughout the world joining me. And I know we're going to feel the same energy as if we were all in the same room. And it's great because you can be anywhere. You don't have to get on a plane. You don't have to pay for a hotel. You don't have to just travel anywhere. You can just join me from the comfort of your own home with your VIP freaking ticket for free. Happy freaking New Year. Go to deargabby.com/happydays. Here's the passage that we pulled for today. And it's about creating a new vision, creating a vision for a new life. And this comes at the very beginning of the book. Having a vision for a better life isn't about a certain amount of money in the bank, a special love partner, or a credential. I'm talking about a vision of how you want to feel when you wake up each day. In my early sobriety, I couldn't contemplate what a better life could look like, but I knew one thing for sure. I wanted to wake up without anxiety, excited to live another day. Knowing how I wanted to feel became the backbone of my journey toward peace. I was never aiming for special recognition or accomplishment, so I didn't have to rely on the outside world to show me the way. My vision was about how I wanted to feel, and how I feel is something I have always had the power to change. So do you. So now I want to ask you, what is your vision? In answering this, forget what you think you need and instead focus on how you want to feel. Maybe it's hard for you to even ponder what it could feel like to be in a different way. Or maybe you're blocked by feelings of fear or unworthiness. Just try for a moment to suspend your disbelief and give yourself full permission to dream of how you want to feel in your life. Answer this question quickly. How do I want to feel? Don't think, just answer the question. You can even answer it in a journal. You can just write down, how do I want to feel? And just let your pen flow, journal, 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 finding some uninterrupted time in your day to do some free writing. And at the top of the page, ask yourself, how do I want to feel? And what would that look like? And just write and let whatever comes to your mind move through you. Be open to receiving this guidance. And this will become a vision statement, a clear vision statement for how you want to feel. And that's what happened for me when I really claimed that I want to wake up without anxiety every day. I want to wake up without anxiety every day. It no longer was about, I want to get this thing. I want to be interviewed on Oprah. I want to write books. I want to do whatever. It was about how I want to feel. And my vision for what my life looked like was me living with ease. I could see images of me just being relaxed on work calls. I saw visions of me just walking through the streets, taking in the fresh air. And the freaking miracle, my friends, is I held on to that vision unapologetically. And today, and every day before this, for the last year or so, I wake up without any anxiety, free from fear, claiming exactly the life that I am here to live. And that freedom is available to you. You can create a new vision for your life. Happy Days will show you every single step of the way how to get there. And today's show will begin to ignite that conversation of creating a new vision for how we want to feel and what that could look like. Great time to be creating a new vision. It's the new year. This is your moment. Go free write about it. Just go check it out. Oh boy, there's so much from this book I want to share. I guess I'll have to just wait. Let's start with the vision. How do you want to feel? What does that look like? Describe it in detail.
Gabby.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? Or is there something that's interfering with your happiness? Or perhaps you just need someone to talk to about an issue that's bothering you? Well, my friend, I strongly suggest seeking out therapeutic counsel. Therapy is the thing that saved my life. Therapy is something I've been doing for the past 20 years. That's why I'm such a humongous supporter of BetterHelp. BetterHelp will match you with your own licensed professional therapist that you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. And you can schedule weekly video phone sessions, or you can send messages to your counselor anytime. And BetterHelp makes it easy to connect in a safe and private online environment. And I really, really appreciate this because you don't have to sit in a waiting room. You don't have to wait for weeks to see a therapist. You can get access to somebody right away from the convenience of your own home. And BetterHelp is also more affordable than traditional offline counseling. And guys, financial aid is available. So there's no excuse here. Make your way over to betterhelp.com. They have licensed counselors who are specialized for depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, LGBTQ matters, self-esteem, and so much more. This show is all about cracking open to your highest potential and doing deep work. And so if you're a listener of Dear Gabby and you do not currently have a therapist, then it may be very valuable for you to start to consider getting the help that you need to go deeper and to strengthen your inner awareness. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/deargabby. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/deargabby. Okay, let's bring in our first guest. Hi, Joanna.
Oh my God, absolutely love you. Didn't expect to come on, so very grateful. I spoke to you last year in a very different position, actually, to where I am now. It was the middle of lockdown. I'd just come back to London, forced to come back to London, my visa. There was like all this turmoil in LA. So I've been obsessed with trying to go back. The travel ban is over now. I've got a new job that has miraculously let me assist me in going back to America, which is amazing, to stay with family. So it's really soft landing. So I'm in a very different place. I think that now my question is really around, I feel the flow. I feel the flow of me going back and being supported to New York in a very kind of comfortable shell with my family there for me. And it's interesting because it's not the place that I want to be at, but I'm so okay with it. So now I'm like, I think I've opened my mind a little bit to how it could be better than what I thought. I'm in that place right now. So I just want to figure out how to be in that place.
Well, you're saying it. You're saying it. The vision, when we create the vision of how our life can be new, it doesn't necessarily start with I'm living in my perfect house and I've got my perfect job. And it starts with how we want to feel.
Yeah.
Remember, I lived for 2 decades in waking and really claiming that desire of I want to feel free from anxiety. I want to wake up with a skip in my step, jump out of bed excited for a new day, free from anxiety. And so I don't care where you go to live or what you're going, you know, where you're being guided, because when you claim the new vision for your life based on a feeling rather than an outcome, then the outcomes start to reflect back the feeling. And so when I ask you, Joanna, right now, how do you want to feel? Tell me, don't think, just speak.
I want to feel free.
I want to feel free and relaxed. Great. Right now, when you say free and relaxed, does any visions come to your mind of like what that could look like, or even just a color or a sensation in your body?
I imagine myself like running in the warmth in a field or on the beach.
Great. Running in the warmth of a field or on the beach. Okay. What do you feel in your body? You want to just describe it any more for me?
I feel light and I feel at ease and content. And I also feel really full.
full
with who I am.
With who you are. You got it, girl. I believe every word you just said. So I want you to dwell every day as you're walking through the streets, wherever you are in the world. Just give yourself the opportunity to vision. I'm in the beach, I'm running, I feel full and complete with who I am. Or if you're walking through the woods, bring it into your meditation, write about it, visualize it, claim it. Because that vision, that sensation, I started to feel it as I see you on the screen. I felt that vibration coming through. It wasn't a bunch of BS. You really meant it. The words were coming through naturally. If you claim that new vision and feeling of how you want to live a new life, then everything else will work out, sweetheart. You know, go home, stay with your family. Like, who cares where you are? Is the thing that we have to remember is like, doesn't matter where we go with us wherever we go. So
yeah.
You could go to the most perfect house in the Hollywood Hills and have the most perfect job. And who gives a shit if you're not dwelling in the feeling of what it is that you want to create?
Yeah.
You could be, you know, not in the most exciting place in the world, but you could be feeling awesome. And everything else will start to unfold for you naturally. So focus on the feeling and that the vision's clear. Joanna, real good, real fast. Some people are very visual when they can just go right to it. You know, you'd actually do really well with hypnosis because you could just visualize like, boom, you know?
Yeah.
Not that I recommend, you know, may or may not need hypnosis, but if you ever did it, you'd be good at it because you can just visualize right away. And so, great. Like, hold on to that. I want you to go right now when you hang up with me and go journal about what we just spoke about. Journal about the feeling, journal about the vision. Really claim it. Okay. Go claim it now.
Thank you so much, Gabby. Love you.
Love you, sweetheart. That was beautiful. Thank you, honey. I can't wait for you to read Happy Days. Rock your world. Hi, Gio.
Hi. Sorry, I'm hiding from my kids.
That's okay. Where are you in the world? Where are you?
I'm in California.
All right. Nice to see you. How can I help
you?
What's going on?
I am so excited. I can't even believe that you guys chose me. And I am really grateful for that. It is very interesting to me that today the subject is about happy days because I live for those happy days right now. And my family has gone through a lot right now. And I'm trying to focus on those happy days because I can't live in this anymore. I have two little ones, 3-year-old and 7-year-old. And my husband just went, after 17 years of marriage, he just has gone through some very difficult situation where he snapped and he took off. And it's turned our world upside down. It happened in July and we have been going through a true hell here with me and my littles.
Yeah.
And so a friend introduced me to your books. She sent the universe has her back and Super Attractor, and I read both of them, not knowing how to get myself out and get moving forward. And it is being miraculous. I just want to tell you that. And I appreciate it so much because it came to me, like you said, nothing just happens for no reason. It came to me at the right moment in my life where I needed you the most.
Wow. You just gave me full chills. I got full chills, Gio. I'm so glad that I could be there for you at that time.
You were.
It was
life-saving for me. I don't know where I would be right now without those books. I would feel like I was drowning and I would just grab the book and walk away with it and read it and it would lift my soul and I could get through the day because of it. So I just want you to know how important this has been, how life-changing this thing for me.
I'm feeling that very deeply. I'm feeling that very deeply. I want to send you the next one. I'm going to send you a copy of the new one too. Okay, baby. I'm going to send you a copy of Happy Days because it's actually perfect for the journey you're on in this moment. But go ahead, finish what you were saying.
Well, and I just wanted to ask you, you know, because I am trying, regardless of everything that is happening to us, I'm trying to move forward. I'm trying to not focus on all the negativity that is surrounding us. There's so much darkness right now in our world, around us. And I just want to bring light to my kids and myself and see life after this. You know, I know that I can't just forget everything that has happened, but at the same time, I know I need to get the good out of this and move forward.
You're in an interesting position. First of all, I wish I could hug you in this moment. Because I recognize the trauma that you've been through and that you're living through each day. I have a very soft spot in my heart for single mamas, and I am proud of you for your resilience. Being able to pick up those two books and practice those principles and find light in those moments is nothing short of a miracle. So I hope that in this moment, you can really just take a deep breath right now and feel into me saying to you very, very, very directly, sweetheart, you're doing a really good job. You're doing a really, really good job.
So many days it feels like I'm...
No, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. And now it's about what's the next right action and the next right action. Because there's something that happens when we go through crisis is that we can often want to say, okay, I just want to get out of this. But there is a period where we need to just get through it. Okay? So let's agree. I'm going to give you happy days. And that book will really be a guide for you for undoing that the traumatic experience of him leaving and whatever that may be reflecting into you from your childhood to the present. You know, all of it's connected, right? And I see that in your face right now. So this is your book, baby, okay? And this book is deep, and this book is going to give you some methods that might kick things up. And, you know, just so I'm going to ask you to go really slow with it. And I'm also going to ask you to keep it in the day, because right now I don't want you to try to fix, you know, your childhood and fix what happened in your marriage. And, you know, like that, we've got support. You've got a book in your hands that's got resources beyond your wildest dreams that are going to show you exactly the methods that I've used to overcome my own trauma, proven methods, proven therapeutic principles, spiritual practices. It's going to be your guide. Gio, I'm going to send you an early reader copy like tomorrow, okay? Just so you can just feel that you're already on the healing path, okay, sweetheart? And just, I don't want you to have to feel like you have to do anything or take any forceful action. I just want you to know that even just by receiving that book, you have a plan. You have a plan for recovery. You have a proven plan for recovery. You have a spiritual, therapeutic, proven plan for a path to true, genuine freedom and recovery. And you don't have to do it all overnight. You can take it one day at a time, one word at a time. And the great thing is that you already resonate with the vibration of my books. And so I was a teacher that was guided to you. There's no accident. Your spirit guides led your friend to give you the books. And now you're being guided to the exact book, Happy Days, which is the book you need right now more than ever to help you transcend these traumas so that you can claim profound freedom and inner peace. And it's a one day at a time job.
Nothing I want more than that. I feel trapped many mornings when I wake up. It's like this feeling every time you hits you in the gut and you just like, you know, it's almost like takes your breath away. And you, I just want that lifted. I just want to be able to breathe again and be happy and truly happy.
Let's create a new vision of what that would look like for you. Okay. We can create a whole new story in this moment. All right. Which is a story of patience. It's a story of resilience. It's a story of grace. It's a story of ease, a practice. You woke up today unconsciously or consciously asking for a miracle. And the universe provided and brought you to the author that you've been reading that's been helping you. And that author said, oh, wow, what a coincidence. You're living through the exact experience that my new book is all about. And here you are. You're going to get a first reader's copy of that new book. And you're going to have a plan. So sometimes the scariest thing when we're in crisis is our lack of a plan, because we feel like we're a fish out of water. We're just flailing around. How am I going to get through this? What do I do? I don't know how to get through. I don't know how to recover. I don't know even where to start.
Yep.
Well, now absolutely. You know. Now you're going to get it in the mail tomorrow. And now you know. So that's big. Okay. You've got a plan. And you also have a very clear director, the teacher of the plan, is saying to you directly right now, don't do it all at once. One mm-hmm. small action daily towards this practice in these books could be literally reading one page daily is the plan. That's the freaking plan. That's it. And if you know, you can know when you put your head down in bed that night, I read one page today, or I did one journaling entry that she told me to do, or I looked up that one therapy that she mentioned, or I went to the resources, whatever it is that you do, you can go to bed that night saying, showed up for myself and I showed up for my kids. I'm so psyched to share about our ad sponsor, Organifi. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offers plant-based nutrition made with high-quality ingredients. Each Organifi blend is science-backed to craft the most effective doses with ingredients that are organic and free of fillers and contain less than 3 grams of sugar per serving. And you guys know I'm all about low sugar or no sugar. Like Organifi green juice with essential superfoods and clinical dose of ashwagandha, which we love for relaxation. Ashwagandha is amazing to help with stress and support healthy cortisol levels. Or there's the Organifi Gold, a superfood tea that supports rest and relaxation so you can wake up feeling refreshed. Each Organifi blend is easy to use by simply mixing it with water or your favorite beverage while on the go. And they don't compromise quality for taste. It's refreshing to drink, and I've noticed such a difference in my energy levels. I also love how hydrated I feel after drinking it. I'm all about hydration. Organifi takes pride in offering the best tasting superfood products on the market. And the price is awesome. It's just $3 a day. You can experience Organifi's high quality superfoods without breaking the bank. Go to Organifi.com/Gabby and use code Gabby for 25% off your order. That's Organifi.com/Gabby and use the code Gabby for 25% off any item.
Gabby.
The holidays are finally over and things are starting to settle down. You're probably putting your Christmas decorations away and training your brain to write the date correctly, 2022. I literally will take me 5 months to figure that out. And as we start the new year, I want you to take some time to think about how you want to care for yourself this year. What is your New Year's resolution? What do you want to do to take care of you? And for me, I decided to focus more on my gut health. As we've mentioned before in previous podcasts, your gut is basically the second brain. Your gut influences not only your physical health, but your emotional well-being. I struggled for decades with gastrointestinal issues that led to brain fog and sleep issues and just all kinds of physical discomfort. So going into the new year, I've decided to test my gut more with an at-home microbiome testing kit from Keen Health. I worked out an exclusive deal for my Dear Gabby listeners. You'll get 20% off with code Gabby. Visit keenhealth.com. That's K-E-A-N health.com. You're going to love trying it out. It's easy. All you have to do is provide a stool sample, and Keen Gut gives you insights into your current gut status and personalized recommendations on how you can improve your gut. It's genius. It's so helpful. And by investing in a Keen Health test, you're investing in taking better care of yourself this year. And I can't emphasize enough the power of gut health, because for me, when my gut got healthy and clean, and the more I take care of it, the more I look into it, the happier I am. The gut is the second brain. It is all about my emotional state, and I feel so much better caring for my gut. So get 20% off with the code Gabby. Visit Keen Health, that's KEANHEALTH.com, and use the code Gabby. Stop guessing, start testing. Everything else in this moment is getting through, right? We still have to get through. We have to get the kids to school. We got to, you know, get to work. We got to pay the bills. We got to do the life things that are in front of us. And all of that is just going to be part of what we have to do in this human experience. But as long as you are showing up with one small action daily towards this gift I'm giving you, I promise you, we're going to be speaking in 6 months or a year from now. And you're going to be like, I'm free, baby.
That's all I want. Thank you so much.
The promise of this book is profound freedom and inner peace. It is my fucking promise to you, Gio. It is my promise to you. I can stand behind it. I can claim it. I can swear by it. All I ask is one small action daily towards what I'm showing you to do, and you will be shown. I don't have any doubt in my mind that freedom is on the other side for you because of your bravery, your willingness, and your desire. That's all that's required of you. That's all that's required of you. So take a deep breath right now, my love, and just take in the fact that God gave you the plan today.
Yes.
You don't have to figure anything out. This is your sign. There's nothing else to figure out. Just follow the book. And, you know, do your best every day to just show up and have some fun with your kids and get them off to school and make a nice meal. And these little small actions towards just feeling moments of normalcy are going to carry you through this period.
This speaks to my soul because, yes, just like you said, I am a planner. I try to, like, I have right now in my head where I want to get to. I want to leave. This is being held here. And all we want is to just relocate to another place. And so my mind goes into, how am I doing? How am I going to do this? I'm now in charge of two littles. I'm by myself. Everything was left behind for me to pick up. There's nothing, no one else, no one helping me and everything else. But like you said, I need to take one day at a time and I will get there.
Oh, yeah. I've given you the plan for your personal recovery. And anything you put before your own personal recovery, you will lose. That's what they say in the 12 steps. You know, anything you put before your sobriety, you will lose. So if you make your personal recovery your priority with one small action daily, you can trust that all the other details are going to just be unfolding naturally. But we got to keep our heads straight. We got to stay, you know, stay in the practice, stay in the commitment to freedom. I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I can't even believe it. So I am just beyond my words, like, thank you so much. And I just want you to know how important you've been to my life right now in the hardest time of my life.
Yeah. You're going to come out of this, baby. Don't be afraid to ask for help. That's just something I'm actually hearing from, I don't know who it is, but somebody's talking to me saying, don't be afraid to ask for help.
That also speaks to my soul because I am a self-sufficient.
I know. And the words that came out of your mouth already were, I'm the only one. There's nobody there. I actually think there are people that want to help you. Okay. So your guides are saying, we're trying to help you, but you're not asking for help. You got me? So whatever the unconscious desire to, you know, when you joined the Zoom today to be on Dear Gabby, that was a prayer. That was a prayer saying, I'm ready to turn something around. That was enough for spirit to step in and say, okay, we got you. Let's get her organized. Let's get Sam to get it, bring her on. Lindsay will bring her on. And that's how it's going to happen today. Then Gabby's going to give her the book. All these steps are being laid out before you. But what your guides are saying is keep asking for help. Pray. Come to us. Talk to us. Ask and listen. You're not alone. And that story of aloneness is holding you back from really thriving into the next step. Okay. So just start with prayer every day. Just talk to whatever spiritual connection you believe in, universe, God, spirit guides, grandma. I don't care. Just say, show me what you got for me today. I need some help. I need help. That's your prayer. I need help. Show me what to do. There's a beautiful prayer from A Course in Miracles I'll give you. Where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? And to whom? Let that be your prayer.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
I'm so proud of you, Gio. Go, girl. Go hug your babies. Go hug your babies in this beautiful energy that you're in. Go give them a big hug right now. Thank you. We'll take one short Q&A. Lindsay, who's next? Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Gabby. I'm Canadian.
You know I love you, Canadians.
I know you love us Canadians.
The other day, I dressed my kid with like a Canadian tuxedo. He was wearing like a little jean jacket and jeans. And everyone was like, you know, who is this 80s kid in his Canadian tuxedo? I was like, my kid.
Well, thank you for picking me. I guess where I want to start is starting into, it's been a difficult journey in 2020, as most people have. But the difficulty journey was that my mom passed March of 23rd, 2020. She was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and she passed in 2 months.
She died in March of 2020?
Yeah, 23rd.
You know, she may have not wanted to stick around for that shit.
Yeah, I think that too sometimes. I'm like, she was here today. She'd say, what the hell is going on?
I know. I think about that a lot with my grandmother. I'm like, so glad she wasn't here for this. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I don't mean to minimize your experience, but in some ways I'm happy for her that she didn't have to live through that, especially if she was going through cancer.
Yeah, she was our first. And I have your books. I've read them from the library. I have Super Tractor. I recently, you know, subscribed to your membership for the 6 months. So I guess my question to you is going into this new year, you know, abundance, serenity, how do you step into that? Because I'm ready for a new career. I've done entrepreneurship for years. And so I'm ready to use my skills and my gifts. I just need a sign. Where to, how to, what to.
So we just started the Manifesting Challenge. You're a Miracle member. So you are in the Manifesting Challenge. So the answers are laid out before you. you one step at a time. I want you to follow the 21-day challenge. Anyone listening, if you're listening before January 5th, you can still grab your spot. It's deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. Cynthia, take it seriously. You just said, I want to know what to do. How do I do it? Show me the way. Okay, baby, you're a miracle member. You said, I want Gabby Bernstein to show me the way. You signed up. You put 6 months in. This is your moment. Okay. Do it every day. Don't skip a day. Like I want, you know, some of you guys are like, oh, I missed this week. I missed that week. That's fine. It happens. But you know, you just asked for it. You came here on the show today. You're like, I want to go big this year. Do it every damn day. You're going to get an email from me with an audio every morning. And I'm just going to speak directly to you. I'm going to tell you what to do. Some of the thing about being on a spiritual journey is that we just want to be told what to do. We just want to be given the direction. Take it. Take it. You got it. It's in your back pocket. Take it. And the cool thing about it is that you don't have to figure it out anymore. You can just take a deep breath, follow my guidance, expect miracles. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm in a 12-step study group. I'm an Al-Anoner. So that has been just a great, that in itself, we just completed step one. And I have to tell you, looking at myself was scary, but that has just been, already the miracle has happened.
Well, I mean, they couldn't be more proud of you. I wish everyone in the world could do the 12 steps. I mean, I guess you can, right? Anybody could just buy the book on Amazon. But when you qualify for a program like Al-Anon or AA or CA or whatever, you know, it's a blessing. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing because you qualify for this program where another human being can take you through this journey of transforming your life. And so because you do so well in the 12 steps, the same thing, you know, you're going to do great in the Miracle Membership because you take the good orderly direction. And you apply it. I've got like only optimism for you, my love. I've got a lot going. Talk to your mom more, please. Just ask her for more help. Communicate with her. Ask her for some signs. When you're doing the manifesting challenge, there's a whole day where we ask for signs. Ask mom for those signs. Invite mom into the practices. Like, just remember, she's not gone. She's just not physically with us, but she's with you all the time. Okay, baby.
Yeah, you've been a real blessing, Gabby. Your books, you know, you came in, you practically jumped off a shelf.
That's how it happens sometimes. The books just fall on people's feet. It's very strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm beyond grateful.
I'm grateful for you, Cynthia. You're so wonderful. I'm so proud of you and all the work that you're doing on yourself. Enjoy your life.
Yeah, I plan on it. Thank you.
Go, girl. Go, girl. Happy New Year. Gabby. I'm obsessed with supplements, but I take the quality of the supplements super, super seriously. Nearly 90% of Americans are nutrient deficient, and there's this massive misconception that just because you eat healthy, your body doesn't need anything extra. It's crazy. It's not true at all. Our food system today is so broken, so even if you eat a well-rounded diet, it's impossible to get all the nutrition that you need. GEM solves this issue by filling the gaps in your diet with daily nutrition in one delicious bite. GEM believes in eating your vitamins because food can't fit in a pill. It's not a snack and it's not a vitamin as you know them today, like capsules or pills or gummies. It's real food. You know, the stuff your body knows and loves, designed to make you happy and healthy. GEM is the first multivitamin, I love it, that you can eat, not take. Nutrient-dense bites designed to replace the multivitamins and complicated supplement routines that your body understands and digests better. They're whole foods. And I know for myself, I hate just grabbing like a million supplements and trying to swallow them with water. And so many people hate taking pills. And so here's your answer. They're free of synthetics, artificial ingredients, no added sugar, soy, gluten, animal products. It's just good plants only packed into a bite. And GEM is made up of a blend of 15 plus whole food ingredients that give you all the essential vitamins, minerals, adaptogens, superfoods, prebiotics, and probiotics. And all of this will address the modern lifestyle needs and the key deficiencies that are helping with total mind and body support. So, my friends, do not miss this. You will feel the relief in your body. You'll feel relief from stress and anxiety. If you want to check out Gem and try their seasonal favorite citrus ginger daily essential for yourself, we have a special offer for Dear Gabby audience members. So go to gemvitamins.com/Gabby and enter Gabby at checkout for 30% off your first order. That's gemvitamins.com/Gabby. gemvitamins.com/Gabby for 30% off your first order. Thank you, Gem. What a show. What a beautiful show. I can't thank you guys enough for your bravery and your vulnerability and your willingness to come on to this show and just speak truth. That's what this show is about. This show is about speaking truth, knowing that we're not alone, feeling seen, feeling heard, being given direction, holding space for each other, recognizing ourselves and others. And when we go on these big journeys and transforming ourselves, we can feel alone in that. But being part of this community, just listening to this show, you are a member of a community of like-minded souls who have come together in this time, in this way, to take these messages and apply them in your own life so that you can carry them and carry the message into the lives of others. I'm just so thrilled to be able to, I have this vision of almost like little angels or cherubs just like handing out Happy Days books all throughout the world. Just see these books just landing in people's inboxes or mailboxes or audiobook in their ear. And I just see it coming to you. And I know that this book is going to transform your lives. No matter what you've been through, there is light on the other side. This book will show you the way. It is your guided path. I'm so thrilled that Happy Days will be out in February. So excited to be able to bring the book to life with you on our live VIP live event experience online, our live online event experience. Go to deargabby.com/happy days to get your free ticket. And I'm just proud to be able to live to tell what it means to have survived trauma and come out the other side to thrive and wake up every day without anxiety. Thank you for joining me today on the show. I love you guys. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.